Well, I'll tell you what, time to head back to the Target Center for State and Dan's coverage. Let's turn it over to Paul Ramo.
All right, welcome back to Target Center. They are announcing the final six teams. There's 12 teams in Jazz here at the state tournament. They're all on the floor, and they're starting to announce the final six teams that will dance later this afternoon. And our first team was the
Wyoming
Silhouettes. We'll dance in the first spot in the finals.
All right, here's the Zabrona Mazepa, the fifth team qualified, so they'll dance tonight. Jazz competition, it was completed about 15, 20 minutes ago, and they marched all 12 teams back on the floor. And what the protocol is, they announced the teams that will dance tonight. Here's the third team to dance.
Lots of Powell Valley, Dawson, Boyd, Shadows will perform tonight in the finals, Ken and D.
That's great. They got the third spot. I know we've always talked, it's kind of nice to be in the last spot, but you know, being in one of the six spots is what's important. And you got to bring your best dance to the finals. Here we go with the fourth out of six.
Cannonball!
I picked them. They're one of my finals.
You know, and they were first on the floor today.
Yep.
So that is a big victory for them to... As tight as this competition is right now.
To me, that was an upset alert. I would not have predicted that one.
I did not have them.
Two teams left. Who's it going to be?
St. Cloud Cathedral.
St. Cloud Cathedral, the two-time defending state champions in Jazz, is back in the finals. I don't think that's a surprise, in my opinion.
No.
One team left. Who are you going to say? It's either Newland Spicer or Holly, in my opinion.
I have Holly.
Here we go. Let's see. Are you nervous?
A little bit. We don't have Crosby Aaron yet. I think it's four teams bidding hard for this sixth and final spot in the finals.
What a scene here at Target Center, downtown Minneapolis right now.
It's tense. There's a lot of intensity in the rubber nervousness. It's a sixth spot.
I would have never guessed that.
That surprises me.
That's a big surprise.
I did not have them.
Wow. Oh, why don't you recap the teams dance tonight, and then we're gonna talk about the other teams that performed, and we all were judges here in the last hour, judging all these Jazz teams, and we have a lot to say about them, and a bunch of recaps. The teams that qualify tonight, they'll dance around 5:30 this afternoon. 5:30, the finals will begin. But the Shadows and the Silhouettes from Section 3A, they qualified for the finals.
Yes, they
did. They're
going to
compete. Two out of our three teams from Section 3A. Unfortunately, Montevideo did not make the final six. But in dancing performance order for the finals, we have the Wyatt dancing first. Zimbrota Mazepa second. Parlac Parle Valley Dawson Boys Shadows will dance third out of the six teams. Then Cannon Falls in fourth. The defending state champion St. Cloud Cathedral fifth. And to round out the six teams is Wabasha Kellogg.
What are you going to say, Didi?
Can we just say again, it is state dance and anything can happen? Because Wabasha, I can't tell you the last time they have made it into the finals. So that is, to some degree, like you said, a little bit, and they are jumping for joy right now. So that is two out of that section, Zimbrota and Wabasha, that are making it into finals. That's major victory. For anybody to make the top six today, that is a win in my book today.
Well, I had Holly and New London Spicer making the finals, and they did not in Jazz. So, and boy.
I had Holly and Crosby in there. So, yeah.
Upset time.
Well, I think when we look at where, you know, Wabasha Kellogg came in off section scores out of the 12 team, if we want to call it a ranking, they were averaging an eighth spot. St. Cloud Cathedral was in first spot. Cannon Falls was in ninth spot.
Wow.
And they made the finals. Our Shadows were in fourth spot, and they made the finals. Zimbrota Mazepa was in the third spot after sections, and they made the finals. And YME was in the second spot. So coming out of sections, and again, these are different judges that score and judge everything in each of the sections. Wabasha Kellogg and Cannon Falls were eighth and ninth. So I guess you kind of call that a little bit of an upset, maybe, you know, compared to, you know, Holding Ford was in fifth, Holly was in sixth, Crosby Ironton was in seventh. So a few surprises maybe, but that's the difference maybe of dancing on the state floor. Little bigger floor, a lot more lights, different background, a lot more fans, and a couple teams rose to the occasion.
Well, and the judges this season have been really interesting. You know, through the competitive season, you know, they've gone to competitions, and there's been some back and forth. And so we knew it was going to be close. We knew probably that top eight, I thought, you know, could go either way. So, like tonight, Al and I were talking about when we actually get to see the score sheet, it'll be really interesting to see how close it really, really was.
Yep. Yeah, I think, you know, we were talking off air, too. That, you know, I think we all kind of agreed it seemed like there were maybe four of the 12 teams that maybe inched up and just looked a little bit better. I mean, they maybe transitioned the floor more. Maybe the level of difficulty was stronger. I mean, by no means did any of the 12 teams dance flawlessly. But then we said, you know, the fifth and sixth teams, it's probably a fight of four or five other teams out of the 12, and that's kind of what it looks like it ended up to be. I mean, it was a tough competitive field of the 12 coming in.
Well, and the areas that they're judging these routines on is the skills, which is the technique of turns and leaps and jumps, choreography, which is the creativity and the visual effectiveness, difficulty, which is the difficulty of the actual choreography and the formations and the skills that the dancers can actually do, and then the execution, you know, the placement, the control, the degree of accuracy of your dancers on the floor, and then overall routine effectiveness. So that is what the judges have a tough job of doing. And of course, we talk about there are seven judges down here,
eight.
And then they drop the high and the low, and that's how you get, you know, the rank of, you know, five and on up. So, you know, they had a tough job today because it was a fierce preliminary showing, and I think tonight is going to be even tighter.
Calling state dance for many, many years, and I don't ever recall tough, so close that all these teams are. You know, like Ken said, you can see some differences. There are a few teams, you know, that wasn't difficult and didn't make the difficult in jazz, and but it's just a bottleneck of really good jazz teams. I can't wait to see the scores tonight, like Dee said, because they're going to be close. We could have tiebreakers.
Absolutely. I think we're going to potentially see that. The other thing we're going to see, I think we're going to see, you know, clusters of teams that flip-flop. One was in fourth place.
Yeah.
One was in sixth. Another judge had them flip-flopped and things like that. But I think the total points of all the judges are going to be scary close, mm-hmm. And I think the rank points are going to jump around some, too. So, and that just speaks, like you said, Paul, to the competitiveness of this year's 12 yep. final teams. You know, and there's 43 teams in Class A. Each section gets three. So there's 12 teams out of 43 teams that danced in their section. Now, there's 53 schools or co-ops
yep.
in Class A, but not everyone maybe has a jazz or a kick team. So, I mean, we got the best of the best here today, and the level of competition left some surprises, but certainly didn't disappoint us
okay.
fans watching.
Hey, I think we'll take a break here. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll regroup here. And I think we got some interviews to do with a few people, and we'll regroup and talk about the finals tonight more in detail. So we'll take a break. Turn it back to you at the station. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Broadcasting live from Target Center in downtown Minneapolis.
State dance coverage from the Target Center with Paul Ramo on Q92, brought to you in part by Lee Motor Company of Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, United Prairie Bank, Zarbach Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, CCM Health, Montevideo, Appleton Dental Clinic, The Western Guard, Haas Seeds, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greg Thole Electric, and Ridgeview Seeds. Coverage of state dance tournament action from the Target Center with Paul Ramo, brought to you in part by Western Crop Protection, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Ludwig's and Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Madison Bottling Company, The Strand Agency, Sowearable Designs, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, Prairie Sun Bank, and Northern Plains Tiling in Madison.
Ken Fransky and Dee Schomer here. We kicked Paul out of the way, and we're bringing in with us Hall of Fame dance coach Lisa Johnson, who's, you know, been spectating, you know, for a few different teams here today, but, you know, we were talking, Lisa, that maybe a few surprises in the finals. A very competitive team system this year with the 12 teams in the finals. What are your thoughts viewing it from not the the coaches' table again this year? Your daughter's coaching at Holly. Hannah, your former compadre and coach, is up at Holly as well, too. We've got the Offutt girls at New London Spicer and certainly the hometown pride of our Shadows team. What are your thoughts and ideas so far for this Jazz State Tournament in Class A?
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
I'm a little shocked by the 6-in finals. I really am. I truly said earlier, I said, I don't know what they're going to look for. Are they going to look for clean and simple, or are they going to allow a few bloops and pick the difficult routines for the finals? And I think they chose clean and easy, and I'm a little disappointed in that.
Yep, we were talking that, you know, we felt, the three of us, probably saw four teams that were a little cleaner, a little crisper, not flawless, but probably had higher degrees of difficulty. You know, more transition, used more of the flow, front girls went to the back, they went side to side, and then I think we saw a cluster in the middle. Who's going to get that fifth and sixth spot?
Yep.
There's probably four or five teams battling for that.
Yep.
Maybe a couple floated to the bottom that maybe just were overall a little too easy. The degree of difficulty maybe wouldn't let them score high enough. And some similar things you saw, too. But
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think the top four are very obvious. I don't know which order those top four are going to be in. Fifth and sixth were, the five and six team were wide open, and they went to Cannon and Wabasha, which actually really shocked me.
Yeah.
We were trying to remember the last time Wabasha made it to finals, and you could see by their reaction today. Yeah, I think I read on Facebook, I'm friends with the coach, and I think it had been 9 years since they even qualified in Jazz, I want to say.
Okay.
That could be wrong, but...
So a little bit of a dark horse. I mean, not that they didn't perform well. So, Lisa, when you talk about, you know, difficulty versus cleanness or maybe a little bit more simplicity, you know, as a former coach and a successful six-time championship coach, I mean, how do you view things as a coach from starting up the season, from, you know, all through the summer to, you know, the first competition, to conferences, sections? What goes into the mindset of a coach to set up the right choreography, all the moves, the difficulty? You know, how does that just work in your mind as a coach?
I think in my mind, I've always been go big or go home. You know? And unfortunately, that didn't work for a couple of great teams today. But it worked well for us in the past, and I think you see that in Lacaparle today. They started slow. They had some really young girls on that team. They weren't hitting their formations. They weren't hitting their turns. And I think Lac climbed their way back into the top four today. And I don't know who is in first right now, because that's how well Lac danced today.
Yeah.
Most definitely. I agree with you, Lisa. I think today, those young ladies, with having those rookies on the floor today, they did not dance like nerves, any of that. It is the most solid they have danced all season. So happy for them. How does that make you feel in the stand when you have, you know, kids that you see at school, you've got girls you have coaching now, you know, for our own Lacaparle Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, we've got New London. You know, you've got Grace, you know, with Holly and Hannah. Like, tell us a little bit about that emotion. I think I feel exactly what they're feeling. When they didn't hit the turn set, I felt that. When they did hit a turn set, I felt that too. So, I'm so proud of those amazing teams today. Like, those girls are beautiful coaching at the coach's table, and they did an amazing job.
Well, Dee, we were talking a little bit. You know, we had New London Spicer dance 10th.
Yeah.
Our Shadows 11th. Holly 12th.
Yeah, right, three in a row.
And to talk about not only Section 3A and the level of Montevideo, Wyoming, and us cheering for each other in Section 3A, but this year it really jumped out at me is the sorority of the Shadow program, because the whole New London Spicer team was in the exit tunnel. waiting for the shadows to come off.
Oh, yeah.
And then the shadows pushed them out of the way and waited for the Holly Nuggets to come off for Grace and Anna, Coach. You know, and the Offutt girls were waiting for the shadows to come. So you couldn't have had a better sandwich, in my opinion, for a sorority of sisters through the coaching ranks and the shadow ranks, you know, here wrapping up the Class A semifinals, working their way towards the finals. So that was really fun to watch. And a lot of people don't even know that happens or don't have the eye to recognize. And you can't see in that exit tunnel real well, but you could see the bright uniforms, you know, from, you know, the Wildcats from New London, Spicer, and things like that. So that was a lot of extra fun this year, just watching the shadows spiderweb themselves out across Class A jazz and high kick in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, really cool to have those three go last. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Any other thoughts coming in the finals, Lisa?
You know, I can't wait to see the scores from the preliminary round. I did hear from Grace and Holly did place eighth, with Holdingford seventh. So, and that's all I know right now. It was I felt like a lot of nerves. I said that last year too. The preliminary round was very, you know, uneasy, I think. So we'll see a lot more confidence in the final round. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Do you think we might see some tiebreakers or like that close of a competition today?
I do feel the top four. I don't know what order I would put them in. So it'll be interesting to see. I wouldn't doubt a tiebreaker. We know we've seen it in the past.
Well, and I think the judges this year have just kept everybody on their toes. You know,
yep.
We just don't know what they're wanting, what they're looking for, and I think the results of the preliminaries kind of spoke another tone today.
Yeah, I know. You know, when I coached, you knew what they wanted. They would give you some points for not hitting some of your difficulty, but you still got that difficulty points, but not in execution. Today, I don't think they're getting the difficulty or the execution points with a few bobbles, unless it was perfect. So things have changed. So I think you have to change how you coach and how you think, too, starting next year when you start choreography, which is crazy to me.
Right. So one thing does not change year in, year out, Lisa. 12 come, 6 continue.
Yeah.
And the 6 that continue really only have one mission left.
Yep.
Have fun and dance your tail off and leave your best performance on the floor. And it's going to be a lot of smoke that's going to have to settle when we announce the final championship second, third place this year, it looks like.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very close, I think, in those top four. I don't envy the judges either, so.
You tell Grace that I had Holly in my finals.
I did, too.
So did I.
I did, too. All
I did, too. That is the best they have danced all season, too.
Yeah.
I honestly, like, felt it from them today, so, you know.
Yeah,
I'm a little sad there for them because those young ladies have come a long way this season, too. And actually, in 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
So
they're still a young team.
Very much so.
They were young last year. They got a year older, but they're still a young team as well.
They didn't have any seniors last year, and I think they have two this year. So they'll be back next year with a vengeance. And they beat Crosby Ironton for the first time this season, and that's an accomplishment.
They're section rival.
Yeah.
Like that. So to finish stronger than who you came in second place in your section.
Yeah.
No such thing as moral victories in sports, but that's an accomplishment that needs to be celebrated by their team. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, if anything, that is going to give them drive to head into next season.
Oh, absolutely.
Knowing what they've got and what they've done. So,
yeah, I think we all had 7th and 8th and 5th and 6th flipped. Many people, I think.
I would agree. With that, I think, Maynard, we'll turn it back to you for a couple quick commercial breaks. We want to thank, you know, Hall of Famer Lisa Johnson for joining us again, and we'll maybe drag her back in today or certainly tomorrow again, Lisa, if you'll come back and join us. But thanks for joining us, and
thank you
enjoy
for
the rest of the day.
Yep, have a great time, you guys. Thanks, everyone.
Back to you, Maynard.
State dance coverage from the Target Center with Paul Ramo on Q92. Brought to you in part by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Greater Community Credit Union, Warren Trigestead, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Cargill in Madison, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Appleton Area Health, Anderson Grain Solutions, Heather Nursery and Floral, Ag Processing, and Livestock Systems of Dawson. State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Flowers from the Heart in Montevideo, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pierce and Dawson, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Klein Insurance Agency, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, and Tufte Auto and Sales, Madison.
All right, welcome back to Target Center, everyone. Paul Ramo, D.D. Schomer, and Ken Fransky high above the Target Center floor. And we have completed Class A Jazz. The final six teams, again, will form tonight. What time? 5:30, it looks like.
5:30 is when they should call and then start the final six dances for Class A Jazz.
Can we just give a shout-out to Lacaparra Valley High School?
Yep.
And the middle school there? Scott Swatsky had messaged you, Paul, and had shared the best video of all the students went to the gym, and on a big screen, they cheered their shadows on, and it was just so awesome to see that, and I'm sure it will get back to those girls to give them that extra boost for tonight to feel the love from home. So good job, kiddos. We can feel the love.
Yeah, that was a great video. I hope they shared that on social media. There's a lot of kids in the gym cheering loud when the Jazz team was performing out there. So.
And I know there's a lot of kids that have made the trip down here, you know, today to support the girls, too. So, and it means so much to the girls. So.
Yep. And, you know, someone was listening to us in Target Center.
Yeah.
They had the earbuds in, and they said, hey, we're listening to you.
I'm on a video stand.
Yeah.
Came up the fall in the concourse.
Yep.
You guys are doing a great job and listening in, you know, instead of...
Yeah, the earbuds on.
Yep.
Well, you know, the support for Section 3A is big, you know. I mean, we come down here, and again, two of us are in the finals here, and like Lisa talked about, you know, she has no idea where anybody's landing, and, you know, there's something to be said for that. So, you know, that pushes our competition coming out of that section, you know, to strive, you know, keep pushing and going. So I think tonight we're going to have an exciting finals.
It'll be fun. Okay.
I'm a little tired already. This is a little mentally draining, the level of competition and the stress and... You know,
right.
you're rooting for a lot of different teams, and it's the fun will continue with a lot of intensity at 5:30.
Okay, what the plan is here? I know I've lined up some interviews. I'm not sure if that's going to happen this afternoon yet, but maybe we'll pop in and out this afternoon with some interviews with some other dancers and coaches, and otherwise we'll be back on the air a little before 5 o'clock tonight. With the start of the finals in Class A Jazz. And good luck to the Shadows and the Silhouettes of Section 3A. They're dancing in the finals tonight. Can't wait.
Right? I can't either. I honestly can't. And, you know, what a great kickoff to State Dance Weekend.
Oh.
You know, because this energy is just going to go into tomorrow, and I just, it's my Super Bowl. I mean, I love football, too, but, you know,
this is
good stuff.
All right. Ken, thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot. Let's go get a $25 sandwich in the back here in the concession.
Absolutely. It'd be the best $25 sandwich we've eaten outside of Lacaparra County.
Our Grace had a $15 mac and cheese last year. Yep.
And she kind of said it maybe wasn't worth it. She would have invested her money wisely. But, you know, for our fans back home, you know, one thing I wrote down when our girls were performing is, you know, they got these, you know, kind of hot pink, fuchsia-type colored outfits, uniforms, and the pink really pops big on Target Center floor. They danced extremely well, so we should all be excited for our Shadows coming in the finals here at 5:30.
All right, keep it tuned here to Q92 for more state dance coverage from Target Center here in Minneapolis throughout the day.
State dance coverage from the Target Center brought to you on Q92 by Lee Motor Company, AgPlus Cooperative, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Zarbach Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, CCM Health, Hamilton Dental Clinic, The Western Guard, Haas Seeds, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greg Dole Electric, Ridgeview Seeds, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Western Crop Protection. State dance coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Ludvigson Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Madison Bottling Company, The Strand Agency, Sorable Designs, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, Northern Plains Tiling, Greater Community Credit Union, Dawson Dairy Queen, Warren Drickestead, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Cargill and Madison, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Appleton Area Health. State dance coverage brought to you by Anderson Grain Solutions, Kelly Nursery and Floral, Ag Processing Incorporated, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Flowers from the Heart, Montevideo, Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pierce and Dawson, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Klein Insurance Agency, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company. State dance coverage brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency and Tofte Auto and Sales.